California Republican Jerry Lewis has been a member of the powerful Appropriations Committee in the House for a quarter of a century. Last year, he became chairman of that committee, giving him almost unparalleled power over federal spending. And as NPR's Peter Overby reports, that's led to questions about his ties to lobbyists in the past.
One bit of Capitol Hill wisdom is that you reach an important lawmaker by tapping into his network, certain lobbyists and certain fundraisers who can give you a stamp of approval if you play ball with them. That's the crux of the allegations against Lewis, that he has such a network and that it influences who gets money from Congress. The congressman is known for his courtly manner and mane of white hair. He's consistently said that he sets strict ethical guidelines for himself and his staff. He spoke about it with NPR earlier this year.
Each of us has to establish standards that essentially control the conduct of you and your personal staff.
But Lewis's network doesn't include just himself and his staff. There's also former Congressman Bill Lowry, a lobbyist who's hired some of Lewis's top staffers. In the 1980s, Lowry represented another Southern California district, and he and Lewis became good friends. Last month, a federal grand jury in Los Angeles started issuing subpoenas for documents on connections between Lewis, Lowry's firm, and the firm's clients. And there are quite a few connections. One is a Lewis staffer who moved over to Lowry's firm after 21 years, Letitia White. 7 months ago, her lobbying caught the attention of Keith Ashdown. He's at a watchdog group called Taxpayers for Common Sense. His desk is dominated by his primary investigative tool, his computer.
What we have here is a database of all the earmarks that Letitia White have gotten for her clients. These are basically a who's who of defense companies, as well as a compendium of water districts and local cities and towns in the district of Jerry Lewis.
Ashdown's database shows that Letitia White's clients are good at getting earmarks, those micro provisions in macro spending bills that lawmakers write to designate millions of federal dollars for the use of a specific client. And there's another connection between Lewis and White. In 2003, White and her husband and one of her clients bought a million-dollar townhouse on Capitol Hill. None of them lives there. It serves instead as the Washington base for a political action committee, and the PAC's director is Julie Willis Leon, the stepdaughter of Congressman Lewis. The PAC's biggest donor is Letitia White. The PAC has made almost no political contributions and none to Lewis, but it has paid his stepdaughter about $40,000. And this week, former defense contractor Thomas Casey alleged that Lewis asked him to offer stock options to Bill Lowry in exchange for an earmark, and that Letitia White helped Casey write that earmark. A spokesman for Lewis says Casey fabricated his story. A spokesman for White and her firm also denied the allegations. He said there's no story to report in what the firm does. Quote, "This is routine work. It's done every day by people all over Washington." Leon, the congressman's stepdaughter, didn't respond today to two phone calls from NPR. Lewis's spokesman says the congressman maintains the high standards he's spoken of so often. He says the allegations are groundless. He also says Lewis and Lowry remain close friends despite the controversy. At Taxpayers for Common Sense, Keith Ashdown is still digesting the idea that all of these questions trace back to the man who runs the money store that is the Appropriations Committee.
I've always liked the chairman. I never thought I would find what we found in the last couple of days. I feel like I've been kicked in the gut.
Documents subpoenaed by the grand jury are due at the federal courthouse in Los Angeles next week. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.